Well, okay, to that point, Republican Senator Mike Rounds, who was briefed by Secretary Rubio, came out and he said this, quote, "It's not our peace plan. It looked more like it was written in Russian to begin with." Secretary Rubio says the U.S. did write the plan, but regardless of who wrote it, U.S. lawmakers are concerned that it benefits Russia over Ukraine. Is the administration, is President Trump planning to pressure Ukraine to accept this deal?
Look, at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision with the Ukrainians. President Trump is a president of peace. This war would not have started. There was no Ukrainian territory taken anytime that he's been in office. Everything else, Crimea and this move, have been when President Trump wasn't there. President Trump has put more pressure on the Russian Federation with economic sanctions. You know, the laggards here are the Europeans. The Europeans tell me, oh, we are doing our 19th sanctions package. In my mind, Kristen, if you're going to do something 19 times, you failed. Mm-hmm. Instead, President Trump moved forward with a bold initiative that the Europeans would not follow us on. He put a 25% tariff on India because they were buying Russian oil. The Russian oil going in to the Indian refineries, guess who was buying that? The Europeans. They are funding the war on themselves. President Trump, 2 weeks ago, sanctioned Rosneft and Lukoil, mm-hmm. the two biggest Russian oil companies, and the price of Russian oil has collapsed.
Very quickly, is the Thanksgiving deadline set by President Trump a firm deadline?
I haven't spoken to him about it, but I am confident that the peace process is moving forward.